Now, why is it so difficult for the Defence Forces here to recruit and keep staff? Figures analysed by RTE show that for at least 15 years now, they have really struggled to do this. Our reporter Jackie Fox has been looking into it. Jackie, there's been much talk recently about increases in spending on the Defence Forces, but supposed improvements have been on the cards for quite a while now.
That's right, Audrey. So efforts have been underway to modernise the Defence Forces with a budget boost. Obviously, there has been a lot of commentary about Europe, including Ireland, increasing its defence spending recently with global change. But 3 years ago, there was this huge report done looking into the state of the Defence Forces. It was called the Commission on the Defence Forces. And one of the observations in that report was that the scale of transformation needed in the Defence Forces was challenging and far-reaching. It gave a number of recommendations in the report, which government accepted. So work has been underway for change. But with a defence budget increase and all this talk about boosting our defence forces, how do you evolve without enough staff? So I've been looking at some figures released to RTE News by the defence forces, and it shows that the strength of the defence forces has actually fallen by around 2,000 over the last 15 years. In 2010, there were just over 9,400 personnel, but compare that to 2024, there were just over 7,500, and that includes Army, Air Corps and the Naval Service. And numbers within the Defence Forces fell nearly every year between 2010 and 2024. And last year was actually the first time in 7 years there was growth in the force. So I've been speaking to Deputy Secretary General of the Representative Association of Commissioned Officers, Derek Priestley, about the figures and what he makes of them.
It's a pattern we've gotten very used to. Numbers have been declining, you know, quite alarmingly for quite some time, but the rate of decline has slowed down. And as we see in 2024, for the first time, I think we're up a net 34. So that's very welcome, but we would have certain concerns around the idea that a lot of those numbers are still in training, and how many of them will transition to be fully qualified officers or soldiers, time will tell.
Jackie, challenges recruiting, but also challenges holding on to staff.
Yeah, there are clear issues when it comes to retention. Nearly 900 people left the Defence Forces in 2022, but just 435 joined. And the number of discharges continued to be high last year, with 674 leaving. I've been speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Maeve O'Grady from the Defence Forces, who currently works in recruitment. And she said that there's no silver bullet when it comes to retaining staff. She told me that people leave for many reasons, but they want to get the message across that they have an attractive package other than pay. I spoke to her at Casement Aerodrome, the home of the Irish Air Corps in Baldonnell in County Dublin.
People leave for all sorts of reasons. It may be pension or pay. Some people are going to the private sector, so we don't believe that we have to match private sector wages exactly, because we have such a strong offering besides wages. We have secondary private healthcare for all personnel. We accommodate all our trainees during training. You can do level 6, level 7, right up to a master's level within the Defence Forces. So we believe that, you know, we are in a competitive employment environment, but we have a very good offering for people. People are at the cornerstone of our capability, and they are crucial to that. So it's about making people feel valued and paying them for their professionalisation and for their skills, and ensuring that they want to stay in the organisation.
What is the pay, Jackie?
Well, looking at pay, first-year cadets are on around €25,000. For newly commissioned officers, it's between €45,000 and €49,000. After 5 years, that could increase by another €20,000 to around €54,000 and €75,000. There are allowances for the likes of overseas service that are not included in that. That starts at €15,000 in addition to salary and is tax-free. And naval service personnel also receive an additional €20,000 if they serve 165 days at sea in a calendar year. And with all of that in mind, I've been speaking to Declan Power, a well-known security analyst and former member of the Defence Forces, about the figures, and this is what he had to say.
I think the change in the numbers, that they're starting to improve, is a reflection on a bit of attention being given to the needs of the Defence Forces. There has been improvement in payment, particularly for the junior enlisted ranks. There has been an improvement in conditions of service. I think there's still more work to be done in those areas, but I think it's starting to go in the right direction. Retention of staff has to be looked at moving into the future. And I think the Defence Forces needs to look at additional means of engaging with the prospective recruits. The third level community in Ireland have all significant numbers of people who might not want to spend an entire career in the Defence Forces, but would certainly join a reserve component and maybe serve 4 or 5 years, particularly in the area that they might have professional expertise. And that allows the Defence Forces expand much quicker in a time of extremis.
That's Declan Power there. Any recommendations on what the strength of the force should be?
Yes, so that report I was talking about at the beginning, the Commission on the Defence Forces, it recommended that the strength of the force should be 11,500 and the goal is to reach that by 2028. With the strength of the force currently at around 7,500, there is a lot of work to do. And Lieutenant Colonel Maeve O'Grady, who we heard from earlier, she said they hope to recruit around 800 people this year. And I understand that a cadet competition is now opened. It opened up just last week.
Okay, Jackie, thank you very much indeed. Jackie Fox there reporting.